In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how you can make money renting out stages. So stay tuned to learn more about it.
Welcome to the Rental Boys Podcast. Your host here, Xavier Kelly, and my partner.
What's up, guys? Eddie Salceda.
In our podcast, we talk about tips and tricks to help you along in your party rental business. Me and Eddie currently run a party rental business in the DFW area, where we do a little bit less than $400,000 a year. We just started about a year and a half ago, and this podcast is really built for those who are trying to get started and grow in the industry.
Three of the best purchases we've made to grow and protect our rental business. Number one, rental, a rental platform that works as your website to manage your business. Number two, we have A2B, gas cards for your employees to manage fleet expenses. We've been swiping ever since 2020. Number three is going to be Next Insurance, business insurance that has saved us tens of thousands of dollars. We have been protected ever since 2019. Check out the show's notes and sign up through the links. It costs you nothing to sign up for rental and A2B. Insurance quotes are free from Next Insurance. Doing this helps the podcast grow. Thank you all for your support and love.
So we're talking about stages. So me and Eddie have quite a bit of experience with stages. We've subleased, we've rented, we bought some. We buy some today, and we have a couple projects that we have coming up for stages. One in particular is the PPBA tour out in Dallas area. We are doing that project next week. For us, it's about 100 and something pieces of stages. We obviously don't have 100 pieces of stages, so we're going to sub-rent some of the stages out. And then this kind of got us thinking a little bit on what would be a really good business for someone to start, where they only have to buy one thing, the same thing, over and over. They need to buy anything else, and they just stick to one category and become very proficient in that category.
Yeah. One thing I was thinking, like, you know how, like, we're subleasing the stuff? Like, in theory, they don't even really have to buy the stage. They just have to go get the deal and seal the deal. Because even with us not doing the majority of the work, it's still very profitable. And then you can use that money if you want to go buy your own stage and then start keeping everything in house.
So, but no credit.
Oh, we get some credit.
No, but I'm saying, like, you need no credit to start.
Yeah, exactly.
No money down.
No connections. This is the good stuff that they don't teach you.
That's worse than the only ad.
Yeah, I have. What was that one guy?
It was Grant Cardone.
Yeah. I'm not playing. Like, I literally watched that yesterday, and I was like, oh, okay, cool.
But yeah, I guess you're right. I guess technically, you go get the deal, you get it closed, and then you go get someone else to lease it to you for less than what you're doing it for. Take the extra money you got from there and use that to buy some of the stages, and then keep repeating the process over and over until you have enough stages to be able to do the deals.
Yeah.
And you still work with the clients on there. So eventually, you basically have self-funded the whole business with no money down. The only thing you have to do is go get the clients. That could be very interesting. I guess you could do that with any business, any of these, right?
Yeah, pretty much anything.
Yeah.
But I think we've subleased the stages so much that, I mean, pretty much that's exactly how we got our stages.
Yeah.
And the story is kind of funny, too, if you want to tell the story, how we actually got the stages.
Yeah.
It wasn't an actual yes or no, let's buy this thing. It was more of a forced, here's your stage kind of deal. You want to tell the story? I think you tell a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, so I was on Granger, and I was looking at their stages on there. And then I was like, oh, it would be nice to have a stage.
Because we're trying to build our business credit.
Yeah,
so exactly. We're making purchases through Granger, in case anybody's thinking, like, why don't you just buy it directly through the manufacturer?
We were only doing it for the business credit.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at trying to see maybe we can just get, like, one piece or so or something like that, just so we can do a little bit at a time. We can still get something we like, but still build a credit and not really, like, something, like, extraneous. And then I asked them, and then they were like, oh, we don't sell them in pieces. Okay, I was saying, like, well, could we get, like, a quote for a piece and everything? Yeah. And then they said, but you don't have enough credit with us. You don't have $1,000. I said, okay, that's fine. So a month later, I get a call, text, email saying, hey, come pick up your stage. I'm like, what do you mean come pick up the stage? Yeah, your stage is here. I'm saying, like, we didn't order a stage. Well, she said, it's here. And then you have 30 days to pay it. So, I was like, what?
I was like, awesome. And then you had called me and you had told me that. And you're like, well, I said, we got X amount of stage now. I was like, okay, that's cool. So I don't know if it's, pre-planned in our future, but this thing is kind of just like landing in our lap and said, hey, this is your stage now. So yeah.
Slammed in our lap.
Yeah, pretty much forced us. So I wonder what happened there. But the good thing is we have our own stage now, and we're building off on it. Just like you said, we're going to buy a couple more pieces today. 10, I believe. But I think the guy has 19, so maybe we can cut some kind of deal. You know, we love cutting deals, so
yeah,
we'll see.
Our strategy is come buy a certain number of them where he has no way to sell the other ones.
Yeah.
And then we can grab the other ones for cheaper.
Yeah, that'd be nice, yeah.
Eventually. Or we'll see how it happens. We just got a lot of spending coming up this week, so it's just about to be.
So
we made a lot of money, but we have a lot of spending.
Yeah. So would you say that you know, they start off in staging, should they go the leasing route or just straight up just buy the thing?
Well, if you don't have any money, you only have one option.
Oh, yeah, you can just sublease the stuff.
Leasing one. But if you have some money, I do think of doing a combination of the two, buying enough to kind of get your feet wet so you can do some stages every single week. I think most of the things you can do for about, if you have the 4x8s, you can get like 6 to 10 pieces. You'd be able to do a lot of stuff every weekend. If you have 4x4s, you need at least 10 to 12 to really get it going. But I don't know. We've got our stage rented out with just we got 6 pieces, and somehow it's still rented out. So I guess you just need something, to be honest.
Yep.
But like $10 worth of staging would be, I think it would be good to start off.
Yeah. And then on top of that, the legs, I think we ran into a situation. What was it? The news station?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was CW.
CW, yeah.
Yeah, we were on the governor's thing in Texas.
Yeah, was our stuff and their chairs they were sitting on.
Yeah, not where the governors were sitting on, but where they were doing the questioning, the people they were asking questions to.
No, I'll take the credit for that one.
Yeah, but it's still on TV, though.
Yeah, so on that situation, on the legs, they can go buy the pipe individually and cut it to the size they want.
Yeah. And actually the company that we rented from, when I went back there, they didn't have any adjustable legs.
No.
They had small legs, like the legs, like anything underneath, like I think he said 36 inches.
Yeah.
It just cut straight to the pieces.
Okay.
Anything that was higher, they had these big things that looked like they were made or something like that. It was really big. And you'll see them when they go out there. But they're huge. They're like
a scaffold kind of?
Yeah, was thicker. They're a thick scaffold, very thick scaffold.
So if they wanted to, they can just cut their own legs. They can just buy the square tubing and cut it.
Yeah. And actually, when I talked to him, he actually recommended that, even on our stages, that just go ahead and buy the tracks. They're like $60-something to $100.
Yeah.
You get 10 to 12 feet. Just go in and cut them, and just go in and cut them to the sizes you need to cut them to. Because the feet will add an extra 3 inches, he said. So if you need 12... I forgot the exact number.
Basically 9 inches, and then the feet, yeah, that'll give you 12. And okay, cool. Yeah.
And you can cut those, and then you just keep cutting all the sizes that you need. And usually you need a 6-inch, which if you get a 6-inch, technically you don't really need anything really. Mm. You just need the feet.
Okay.
The feet will get you to 6 inches. And then the next step up will be you'll need to do 12 inches.
Mm.
Which that right there will get you, you'll need to do the 9 inches on there, because you have to stick it 3 inches in the hole and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then you'll need to do 18 inches, and then they had 24 inches, then they had a 28. He said that's not really a size that everyone uses a lot, but they still have it.
Yeah.
And then they had a 36, and then had a 40-something, and then after that, all the stuff was all the beefy stuff after that. And then they didn't have the ones like we have, the straight poles, because they use a different system than we do.
Mm-hmm.
But he also told me, too, because he asked what kind of system we have, and he was like, I told him that we had the Bill Jacks ones, and he was like, okay, those are good. These are like, thinking like the steroid-taking brothers of those. These are what these are for. on that part. So he said, Bill Jackson, get majority of stuff you need done, you can do with that. He was telling me.
Yeah.
He said, you don't have most issues, but if you end up with, like, cars or tents on top of things, or, like, big, heavy stuff, then you want to get this brand. I forgot the brand he said. Start with G or M. I don't remember. Gotcha. I don't know. That thing was thick, and they were heavy.
Thicker than ours?
They were way thicker. They were heavier, way heavier, too.
Oh, okay. So
they had, like, two forklifts in there, just so, like, two or three of them.
Like, it's kind of like the big stuff, like, if they're going to be driving a car on the stage or something like that, it's really going to need to hold up the weight. They're going to need these heavy-duty ones. Yeah.
But also, he told me that, technically, with the stages we have, someone can drive or use a car on it, too.
Okay.
But he's talking about, like, you put, like, if you want to put, like, 10 cars out there.
Oh, okay, okay,
across the whole thing.
Yeah, because I've seen that, like, on the state fair, they'll have that. Like, they'll have, like, a stage and then, like, a whole bunch of cars, like, I guess the new models and stuff like that, that they want to talk about on the stage. So, that's interesting. So, as far as the feet, you can basically buy the feet and then you just add on to the leg length. You just buy the tube and cut them to the size that you need.
Yeah.
And kind of have them on hand, and then you slap the feet in there to kind of, okay, gotcha. So that way the people know. Another thing is the material. So I know the one that we have has plywood on it. There's another one that has a straight aluminum deck, right?
Or, yeah, it's, yeah, I just asked them about that. So it is aluminum on the bottom side.
Yeah.
But all those are still covered by, you know, obviously you have a quarter inch of rubber on the top of it.
Okay.
Just to cover it. Because he said you won't, because I asked him about that, and he said that you won't have all aluminum stage because that would be like just a slip hazard.
Yeah.
Like, you know, on that part. And he says, like, you have wood, all that stuff. If you have squares that are four, wood actually would probably be for the same thickness, would get you stronger. But if you're doing, because, like, you know, if you get the 4x8s, it takes less time to get them done.
Yeah.
On there. So that's why you get that. But so it's faster, a lot faster. And that's why you get those. And you only can use aluminum with those because it just, like, there's the strength of it and how wide it is, because you need to be this consistent. But he said the smaller stages, technically wood has a really good compression rate on that part.
Yeah.
So it's not actually a bad thing on that part. But he did say, like, eventually, if you want to be doing stages very fast, because they had a whole bunch of four pieces too. They had a whole wall full of four pieces.
Okay.
He said, you can do, but the four pieces are more usable because you can get to those weird,
like, custom, like, pieces and, like, dimensions that the customer wants.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he said, but you can do that. And then even he was telling us that even ours, technically, the Bill Jack ones will link up with the, like, both, even, like, because we have the ST8100, and I don't know what the other ones is, but the aluminum ones.
Yeah, I know
what you're saying. Like, you technically, if you level it out right, you can hook those up too.
Okay.
On that, because they have the same little lock looking measure.
I'm guessing the guy knows about the brand and is,
yeah,
it's a good one. It's not one that he's like, I never heard of this one.
Yeah.
But even on branding, I think for the most part, if they just get their feet wet, just any kind of stage will kind of do. No?
You know what I'm talking about. You know the one you used to say all the time. If that stage that where you pull out like a tent or like some chairs, like it's like it's Interscope. Not Interscope. Interscope is actually not a bad
brand. I saw that one. Yeah. The one that pulls out.
It's like an Interscope one. Those are like if you're doing something just in your backyard and that's it,
and
then that's fine. But if you're doing anything commercial wise, I just wouldn't recommend that.
Pay the extra money and get the good stuff.
Yeah. And the thing is, I don't think it's that any extra money. I really think it's almost the same amount.
Yeah.
I think they're like the same amount, so just don't get it at all. There's no extra money. I think Event Stable sells them, and they're like $4,000 or $5,000 for still six pieces. And, like, it's the same thing. Only thing difference is that, like, it's just so much faster.
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing, like, I can't see at one point. If you're a one-man team and people are not putting nothing on the stages, and it's just to have a stage and maybe have, like, four or five people on there, and you can just pull it out real quick, and you can set it up, and it's small, and everyone understands that, then maybe it might work. I can see it being way faster, because you can put these things up in minutes. Like, literally, just how far fast can you pull the thing out, and then you just anchor it to the ground. And they are pretty sturdy. They're not as sturdy as the other ones, like the ones we have, or the ones that the other guy has that's bigger than ours.
Yeah.
But they are, what you call it. But the one thing I do like about the Bill Jackson one is that most people in your area would have the Bill Jackson ones. Because he did say with his, the thing is right there, is that, like, if you, like, only doing stages, you look into getting his brand. Like, only, like, that's all you do.
Yeah, because he basically wants the top of the line that you can do everything and anything in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can combine stuff together. But he says that, like, to be honest, so if you have less than, like he was saying, like 300-400 pieces of 8x4s, then it's no reason to have, like if you're not gonna have, you're not planning to have that many pieces, it's no reason to even do that, because like most times you can get 40 pieces and then you can sub rent other pieces from other people.
Yeah.
And he was just talking about that. Like, you can always do stuff like that. But if you're trying to do stages where you're trying to build trust and stuff into it, like, he's building, like, literally, like, the full, like stuff, like stages. These stages can be used to build anything. Like I don't know how to explain it, but, like, you know, like, that big stage they have at, like, Coachella and all those places.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, his stage can be used to build that. And they have the stuff on there, and they have all the pieces and tools on there. And also, too, they manufacture some of the stuff. And they have, like, have one box truck, but most of their stuff is in trailers.
No.
And he said kind of the same thing that we talked about at the beginning too, as well. Just like, it's nothing's easier than getting stuff out of a trailer that's already on wheels.
Yeah.
You just put a door down and and all of them already on the dollies and stuff, you just roll them out. And he says nothing easier than that. Like, you have on the lift gate thing, you have to lift down, all that stuff like that. The only problem he said they ever have issues on, which reason why they have that truck, is when you go to a dock high, because ain't nothing easier just rolling out on that part. But he said most jobs they have, they can, you know, pull up to the thing and pull it through, and they just run through. It's actually, I mean, to be honest, I think you can, like, based on what I've seen from him and seen other stuff, obviously I haven't seen a whole bunch of staging places, like, and stuff like that. I know we've seen, like, you know, Big D, all of them right there, and I know, like, even, like, some of the big players didn't have this many stage pieces that we needed. Like, it was actually, like, kind of really interesting. Like, we talked to them a while ago and about the deals before when we first started getting together, and they were like, we can't do that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't do that.
Yeah. And so this is a huge opportunity. Just check your market. And yeah, just get out there and
just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
And then also they're going to need skirting too, right? Cause we get a lot of requests for skirts.
Yeah.
So, do they use that, Velcro to kind of get it slapped on?
Yeah. Usually buy some regular Velcro, 2-sided tape on there. Mm-hmm. And then, you can just put it around the whole thing, just put it around every single piece, because you never know which piece is going to be where.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty straightforward. That's all we did for the CW one. It was simple. And we ended up having some skirting from a company before, I guess, that we – I guess they already charged for it. So I don't know what's happening, but it's ours now.
Thank you.
But, yeah, it's enough for all that stuff. But also, so I said you can buy the skirting on Amazon. You can buy it on other sites. It's actually not that expensive, because I mean, I don't see any differences in, like – quality. I don't think skirt's gonna be like
a skirt's gonna be a skirt.
Yeah,
they're all black.
Yeah, I think they already figured that out.
Yeah,
that's pretty much been figured out. And then kind of want to go pricing real quick. So we technically charge twice as much for staging than our nearest competitor.
Perfect.
Most specifically because we don't have it, and like you can't. If a stage costs you $80 to rent it, and then you rent it for $90, you're probably not going to make any money off of this.
Yeah. So basically, it's worth it every time we go out to do a stage.
Yeah. But going forward, as we get more pieces, we might look at going back to being what you call it. But also, too, I don't know if – because we never bought – this is the first time we've got a stage that the other person is putting it together.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was just a stage cost, and then it's not actually the putting together cost. Maybe people are paying it because – maybe when we do setup, maybe that is the cost. That's fine, and because we set it up. Because I don't know how Big D works or other places work that we got stages from. If they go out there and set stages, because we've only rented it and they just gave it to us, and we don't do that. Who knows? So I don't know, and I don't really say on their site about that. So I don't really know exactly how that is. But I do know when it comes to like on the bigger stages, if you just do stages, you're gonna want to go set up stages and stuff too as well. So generally for 8x4, you're looking at about $100 a piece to rent, plus whatever setup would be because they itemize it to that. And then the height and stuff will add more additional because there's more complexity. A 4x4 is kind of around like $50 to rent. For us, it's like, I'd say double that. So we'd rent it for $100, 4x8 for $200. It kind of like, that's kind of how it goes for us right there. But also too, we kind of include setup. I think it actually evens out to kind of around the same amount. Now, obviously this might vary because if you're like in New York and stuff like that, I'm pretty sure this is going to be a lot higher, or California. And if you in, you know, in the middle of nowhere, Montana, then I'm pretty sure it's going to be a little bit lower. But I believe this is a good opportunity for people out there trying to get started. You got 10 grand, you want to make some money on the weekend and do like a couple jobs and make like $10,000 or so a month, this would be a good place to start. And guys, I want to say thank you guys for listening. We're going to, once we get this venue done, we're going to have our YouTube channel come up so you can see us.
And you can come visit us.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have like a cornhole competition too, right?
Yeah.
And like a strawberry event, I don't know, tasting or something like that we were talking about. So yeah, if you're in the DFW area or you want to fly over here, come on down.
Yeah, and we're going to start posting on Instagram. I see you guys are following over there. We're not posting on there. I've seen a lot of different places, so on there now. But thank you guys for watching. Make sure you rate and review us. It really helped us and push us up above the podcast. If you have any questions, any concerns, please reach out. We'll make sure you get taken care of. Thank you for watching or listening.
Yeah, right. Bye. Talk to you later, bro.
Thank you guys for listening to the Rental Boys podcast. If you haven't already, please drop a review for us. You know, we would love to hear from you. And I think somewhere on here you can leave messages, you know, hit that up too as well, and subscribe and come back for more. We'll see you guys in the next episode.